Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening. Welcome aboard another installment of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell on the East Coast as we talk the world of sports here for the next hour, and then we head into the, you know, alternating hours of some great sports content as we take you through the throughout the night and the early morning hours here cross country around the globe on TuneIn. And tune in, what is it now? Tune in Pro? I got both apps. I don't know. One was free. The other one I don't think was free. But I love Simple Radio, too, because Sports Byline's got a nice little posture on the page of the sports station. So Simple Radio, just click on Listen Live. You'll see our nice little logo there. And away you go. And you can go to sportsovernightamerica.com. Click on Listen Live, too, as well. So Dominic Jimenez along the way. We're gonna do a New York thing on a Thursday into a Friday with James Riley, who's on the New York Mets. Well, he's got him on the endangered list right now. And that loss yesterday with Senga, who just is, you know, he's been their ace. But Peterson's actually been better. So we will get into that with James Riley. I think you'll enjoy him. He'll hang around for two segments. And he's a number one, he's a friend. Number two, he's forgotten more about baseball than I probably know, too. But yeah, we'll go a little New York-centric. Now, the Yankees and Red Sox open what, you know, I said back in April, or felt back in April. You know, I didn't think a late August or, you know, drifting towards Labor Day that a Red Sox-Yankees four-game series at Yankee Stadium would be a big deal. I mean, I just didn't think it would be. But guess what? It's big. And so we will get into that. And four-game series in the Bronx with the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. So that'll be pretty good as well. In the West, of course, of the National League, we know what's going on there. What's going on there is we got the Dodgers and the Padres doing their thing. So we get it going. We come right back right here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. And I am Marty Terrell. And we got some shout-outs coming up as the U.S. Open is underway. The U.S. Open tennis in New York. And then the Ryder Cup in New York. We're coming back. Don't go away.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Marty Terrell across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline, American Forces, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, TuneIn Pro, Simple Radio, great stations in Fairfield County, Connecticut, the Gold Coast, Greenwich, Connecticut, WGCH. And, yeah, we'll be there. I think it's right before Labor Day or right after it. But we always hook up with our good friends in New York. One of them's James Riley. He's got his eyes and his heart on the New York Metropolitans, who saw a three-game winning streak get El Snapoed with their ace on the mound. James, welcome. Do you like going by James or Jim? I mean, I've been calling you James from day one, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. It's James. Listen, I have so many family members named James that there's Jims and Jimmies, and I've been bestowed James, so James is perfect.
Yeah, well, my middle name is James, and sometimes I wish it were my first name, but I'm just kidding. how you been, bud? Good?
I'm doing great. You could hear me well, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, you sound loud and clear. I feel like you're sitting next to me. All right, here's where I want to start. I want to go Alonso and then Soto, and then we'll break down the Mets here and we'll look at the baseball races. But let me ask you this question. Alonso, to me, has been, I think, the biggest plus on the Mets this year. I mean, you look at the home runs, you look at the RBIs, you look at his overall contribution, and with a team now that is not going to win that division, Philadelphia, in my opinion, is home free. Let's start with Alonso, and then we'll do a little Soto, and then we'll get into the Mets. But look, he's making himself a boatload of money, and he took the snub in the contract talks over the winter, and he turned it into a huge positive. Let's start with Big Pete right away. Let me hear.
Listen, Pete Alonso is my favorite baseball player. He's my daughter's favorite baseball player. He has enamored himself with the diehard fans of New York, man. Pete, this year, has been everything we could have asked for and more, breaking the Mets all-time home run record, passing Darryl Strawberry, who is obviously a legend. Pete has cemented his legacy already in New York. And like you just said, he has made himself a lot of money. And hopefully that money is coming out of Steve Cohen's pocket and nobody's else, because myself and all of Mets Twitter is hoping that Pete is a Met for life at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to make the deal. I mean, they played a little bit of a little game of chicken, and you know what? Alonso said, "Okay, I'll come back," because I thought he was bound for Milwaukee or the Marlins, or you know, because he went to, I think, the University of Florida. So it probably made some sense he'd go elsewhere, but I'm glad he stayed, and I know you are as well. But it's not what I feel. All right, let's get to Soto. Where do you want to put him right now? Oh, then we're going to add Lindor, because Lindor, to me, is a conundrum. I can't figure him out. I love the guy. You know, I absolutely love him, but he's had a very oddball year. Let's start with Soto.
Sure has. Yeah. I mean, hey, Juan Soto is doing Juan Soto things. He leads the league in walks. He's he's never been this guy that everyone, for some reason, thinks he is, right? Last year with the Yankees, he had the best season of his career. But if you look at his stats this year, he's on pace to have about the third or fourth best season of his career. It's not the worst. It's very middle ground. He leads the team in WAR for Baseball Reference. He gets on base. I mean, he just, I have the game on in the background right now, but he just struck out last inning. His strikeouts are a little high, and I think in a new environment and when you're making close to $1 billion over the course of a contract, there's a lot of pressure on you. And in that first year, all eyes are on you, and that could be a little intimidating. And when you played, he started his career with Washington, where there is not the national media, and the eyes aren't on you as much. He had the year in New York. He saw a little bit of what the New York media is like. But, man, that Yankees team last year was something. And I think it's getting better. I think the first few weeks of the season were obviously a little bit rough for him. But, I mean, he looks like Juan Soto. He's taking his walks. He's playing decent outfield. And he's getting on base, which is what his job is.
Talking to James Riley, he's weighing in from his home in New Jersey as we break down the Mets play across the way and the river, obviously, at Citi Field. U.S. Open going on next door. Great time to be in New York. Ryder Cup golf coming up. I mean, it's going to be wild in New York. So we'll do a little travelogue with James. He's going to hang for two segments. All right, let's go to Lindor. You know what? It's sad to say this, but the best thing Lindor has done this year, you know what it is? Thing that he's done. He convinced Soto to come over from the Yankees to the Mets, in my opinion. He's the one that closed that deal, did he not?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. I think so. Actually, Lindor does a podcast now, and he had Donovan Mitchell on. And Donovan Mitchell said that he's been recruiting Soto for years to come to the Mets. Donovan Mitchell's dad, for those that don't know, has worked in the Mets front office for a very long time at this point. So Donovan Mitchell grew up a diehard Mets fan. So, so they were saying that both of them were maybe doing a little bit of recruiting out there. Mitchell legally was allowed to do it a lot longer than Lindor was. But, yeah, I think Lindor sealed that deal. But to our opening point, Soto apparently said to Steve Cohen, I need Pete Alonso behind me. So apparently that Pete deal got closed because of Soto. So little chain reaction there.
No question about it. All right. Let's get to the pitching, and then you mentioned it earlier to me, Cedric Mullins, and I did the research, dude, this guy coming over from Baltimore. I mean, he's been god awful. Talk about Mullins. Yeah, and then is the pitching staff going to get squared away?
Listen, Mullins just now, one inning ago in the game being played right now, cost the Mets a run. It's not that he cost the Mets a run. It's, he couldn't make a diving catch that Tyrone Taylor would have made easily. He has a really weak arm. He didn't gun down a runner at home. So essentially two runs on this game are kind of on Cedric Mullins at this point. That trade didn't make sense to me from the start. He's not a power bat. He's not this incredible center fielder. I didn't like the move to begin with. And I hate that, right? Because I'm a diehard Mets fan through and through, and I want to be that guy that's like, oh yeah, it was a smart move, it was just that, but it wasn't. And then the other thing with the trade deadline, you brought over Rogers and Pulsey, neither of them are performing to their best abilities either. So the three big pieces of the trade deadline, besides Gregory Soto, have not been performing. So that's a little bit of a detriment to the season right now.
All right, we're coming up on a break, so I'm going to ask you one quick question. Give me a short answer. But what about the fans? Are they getting restless in New York, the Met fans? Because the Yankees went through their own foibles, and now they've righted their ship big time. I caught a little bit of that after the Broadway show last night. I checked in on the Yankees Tampa. But let me ask you in 40 seconds. Are the fans getting restless? Give me a quick answer. Let me hear.
I mean, short answer, yeah. Mets Twitter is up in arms at this point. They're questioning David Stearns. They're definitely getting a bit upset at this point in the season. It was supposed to be a really good season, signing Juan Soto, signing Pete Alonso, and it's at this point been a bit of a disappointment.
All right, you sit right there. We're going to rejoin you on the other side, and I want to know, if, A, if you think the Mets are going to get into the postseason. They're going to be in a wild card battle, number one. Number two, can they make an appreciable run? And I'll tell you right now, I feel like they're going to be extremely dangerous. There's too much talent for this team to be performing in the aura of mediocrity that they have immersed themselves in so far. So we, you stay right there. James Riley joining us as we talk Mets. We talk about National League East. And then in the last segment, U.S. Open is underway. Tennis, New York's going to be abloom with the Ryder Cup in September. And football, I mean, tonight you got Patriots, Giants. Granted, it's preseason football, so let's not get crazy. But I think the Giants have a decent quarterback. It's going to be interesting. They are starved. I think Daboll is singing for his supper this year. He has to, maybe not postseason, but he's got to change the mood and the passion for Giants football. The Jets, on the other hand, I think they're going to be battling the Patriots at the bottom of the AFC East. All right, we'll come back. Dominic Jimenez along the way. He'll join us for the last segment, and we're going to tell you a great story about a phenom in the world of sports. It's a woman who did something that very few would ever do. I'll share that coming up here as we roll along here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Don't go away.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
All right, we're talking the world of sports. Marty Terrell, we're on the East Coast as we bring this show to you on Sports Overnight America. Tune in radio, tune in pro, iHeart Radio, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, sportsovernightamerica.com as well. James Riley joining us as we're talking some Mets. And I mean, they're going to lose again to the Nationals. I mean, this is crazy. Mackenzie Gore, they lit him up, but the Mets, I mean, so Manaea doesn't really set the world on fire. He gets roughed up. He's coming off a no decision. You've got to go down to Washington, D.C., and you've got to absolutely step on the Nats. And guess what? The Mets have not. So please explain. What is going on with the team?
I mean, Manaea coming off injury this year just hasn't been hot. He never got hot. He just hasn't got it started. I really can't explain it, because last year, once he changed his arm slot and he did the work on himself, he was lights out. And this year, he just hasn't been that. And he loaded the bases twice, and they took him out. And Taylor Rogers gave up a two-run that could have been three runs, but the Mets made a nice little tag. But a two-run hit instead of stranding the runners. And, you know, this pitching staff is exhausted. And the fact that starters are essentially going four or five innings every game, the bullpen is taxed. It's absolutely taxed. It's really a shame to see. And I don't know if that falls on Carlos Mendoza not knowing when to take his players out, leaving them in too long, even a batter too long. I mean, we as baseball fans have seen it forever. One batter could change the entire complexion of a game. For instance, in this game today, there was a drop third strike that Hayden Sanger made a misplay on and couldn't get the runner out at first, and that runner wound up scoring. So it's really disappointing to see, and the Mets batters just aren't coming up in the clutch. Lindor led off the game with a home run and had a single, and he's had all these multi-hit games, and it's so weird because this team is just everybody is slumping at the same time, and then once the guys that are slumping get hot, the other guys go into a slump. Pete Alonso is slumping now after having a fantastic season. Now Lindor is getting hot, but Pete's slumping and Soto's slumping, but McNeil is hot. So there's just no consistency throughout the season. It's just there's something that's been off.
Yeah, and they're losing the back page of the tabloids, although not today, Long Island News Day. Of course, they lean towards the Mets. They gave the Mets kind of the back page. But Daily News and Post are going to be all over the Yankees. Not that that's a big deal, but, you know, the owners get wound up about that. All right, so listen, there's the silver lining here, James, and that is we're talking to James Riley in New York as we talk the world of Met baseball in the National League. But, listen, there's a silver lining because, listen, they get the third wild card, so the expanded playoffs are going to come home to roost in all probability. So I do think they'll make the postseason. But they got to take care of Cincinnati, who's breathing down their neck, only a game back. But I honestly think, after that, the Cardinals and D-backs are not going to do anything. The Giants have thrown in the towel. And so I think the Mets are going to get into postseason just based on that. I think they can fend off Cincinnati. But don't forget, after they leave Washington, that road continues. They head to Atlanta. And I know the Braves aren't great, but they're playing loosey-goosey because they know that they're just, you know, they're not going anywhere. So they can relax. There's no pressure. So long question here. Do you think the Mets are going to postseason?
Yeah, I think they are going to go to postseason, but I don't see them making a deep run, unfortunately. I just don't know if the pitching is there to do that. When David Peterson is the only person going past the fifth inning, and he's doing it consistently, but we got to have four guys that could do that at least. And Kodai Senga needs an extra day of rest, and Manai is coming off this injury. Clay Holmes has hit a brick wall. Reliever turned starter. He's pitched double what he's ever pitched in his career. So the answer is, yeah, I think they are going to get that third wild card spot. Maybe they get out of that wild card series. But heading into the playoffs, do I think that they could beat Philly this year? No. Do I think that they could beat the Dodgers? I don't think so. Although the Dodgers are having their struggles as well and a ton of injuries. But what you said is true. The Braves right now are playing loose, and they look good. It's reminiscent of the 2024 Mets last year. Obviously, the Braves are very, very deep in a hole. But they right now they look good, and that's what we have. And then we have a huge series of Philly coming up to start the week next week. And right after that, we do have Cincinnati. So there's some really pivotal series coming up for the Mets here.
Yeah, the fans, you know, there's going to be some nail biting. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I think they're going to take care of that and lock up that, you know, that third wild card. Talking to James Riley. All right, let's move on. There was one other thing I wanted to throw into the mix here, and now I can't remember what it is, but it'll come to me. But hey, New York has got it going. You know, you got the Yankees have turned it around. I feel like the Mets just have too much talent, and I think they're gonna, if they do get in, and I think they're going to, I think they can make some noise. But Milwaukee looks like they're in a league of their own, and I don't think are. I think they're gonna come back to earth. San Diego's dangerous. We know the Dodgers are defending world champions. They got a little bullseye on their back, but I think that, you know, they're going to get in and they're going to be tough if they can get their pitching squared away. So that's where I want to go with that. But New York's going to have it going, and you know, you're very intimately, and I think a real pro in terms of tourism in New York. The city's going right now. It is. And even though he had some lousy weather, and I think the weather, I don't know if it's cleared for Yankees. Can you give us a quick weather update? Because I know that storm was messing with New York beaches. Are you seeing it in Manhattan?
I mean, right now it's gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful out. So I
nice.
Think they're going to be good to go. Yeah.
Hey, listen, you know, you've been a great friend. Casablanca Hotel in the heart of Times Square, 147 West 43rd. I think it's part of the, what do you guys call it, the library connection, collection rather. And you also have a new property down in the Village where I stayed last night, and thank you so much. So let me ask you a quick question. A lot of people are slimming down. You guys are fattening up a little with this acquisition in the Village. Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, we're excited. We just got the Washington Square Hotel, and you were right. Library Hotel Collection is correct. This Washington Square Hotel is a beautiful property. It's really cool, actually. It's directly across the street from Washington Square Park. There's a lot of history too. If you look at the history of this hotel, it's been a hotel since 1912, and back when the Village was up and coming, the Rolling Stones stayed at this hotel, Bob Dylan stayed at this hotel, Dee Dee Ramone stayed at this hotel. There was a real plethora of some cool art spaces in the vicinity of the hotel that we've acquired. So it's actually a really fun property that I'm really excited to get the ball rolling on here.
I don't care if I get accused of being a shameless shill, because I'm not. Your staff, yourself included, your general manager, John, the I'm telling you, James, you guys get it. You get it. You get the people. You get to know people by their name. I don't know how you guys. I mean, I can't remember what I had for breakfast. Well, yeah, I can, because I ate at your place. But anyways, you know, there's a philosophy there with the library collection. So, seriously, tell me about that.
Listen, Marty, you know what it is? We all enjoy what we do. That's the very base of it. Obviously, there's more to it, right? But the fact that we wake up for work and we don't feel stressed, and we wake up and we have a smile on our face, and we're not worried about where we're going to work. We know that we're going to go have a good day. We're working with our buddies, and all of us in the Library and Hotel Collection, we want to give service. That's it. We love service. We love the industry. We're not in it for the money. We're not in it for the commission, this and that. No, we like helping people. We want to make people have a good time. We enjoy a conversation. And that's really part of it. The Library Hotel Collection, their slogan, and the owner, Henry Callen, and this is very true, it's the world's friendliest hotelier. And that's what we strive to achieve every day. So at all of our properties, we have in New York, Casablanca, the Library Hotel, the Hotel Giraffe, and now the Washington Square Hotel. And we have a property in Budapest called the Aria as well. So it's a small company. That's us, but we keep it small so this way we could focus on all those little things and be able to execute them.
Well, we were talking to Synergy Global down in Puerto Rico and Florida today, and our good friend Ray Cintron and his wife Victoria are coming up for the Open. We're going to have some good people from Rhode Island coming in, and guess where we're all going to be staying, babe? We're going to be staying either at the new place that you acquired, or Casablanca works. Here's what I love, and I want to say this
real quick. Tried and true.
Yeah, here's the thing, too. The reason why I love Casablanca and last night was wonderful, but let me tell you something. The staff, the history of the building, and the second floor. I mean, 24/7 coffee. I've been there in the middle of the night, and it's just phenomenal. If you're stressed out and you got a million things going on, you can just step back. You do. It's like you step out of New York City into basically it's like someone's study area, although it's vast. It's big, and there's tables and corner little tables. It's wonderful. It really and truly is. Listen, you always have a home here, brother, and we're going to be at Tony's doing some live shows during the U.S. Open and Ryder Cup, so that ought to be interesting.
Great.
And thank you so much, and let's effort to do this more often, and let's take in the ball game. Last year was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love it, man. Thank you so much for having me on, Marty. I really appreciate it, and let's go Mets.
All right, let's hope you're right, the New York Mets. Let's go Mets, indeed. Thank you, James. Riley, outstanding guy. He really and truly is. He's wonderful. All right. Did you see this note today? I don't know. We're up against the break, so I gotta pay attention because Dom runs a tight ship. But boxing is going to require sex testing. This is the modern era. The governing body for Olympic style boxing will require sex testing for all fighters wishing to compete in the women's division at the World Championships next month. I will just stay on the sidelines there, but I'm sure people have opinions out there. We're going to come back, tell you a story about an athlete, a woman, who did something that I don't think today's modern athlete would do. She's retired, but wait till you hear this story. Coming back on Sports Overnight America, I'm Marty Jarrell.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Marty Terrell on the East Coast, where it is sunny and beautiful as we roll into late August, talking the world of sports. Dom, if you get 1 second, can you see if the Mets game has gone final? My crawl here is behind, or I can check it. But anyways, I think, okay, bottom of the eighth, they're trailing 5-3. Here's something I forgot to ask James Riley. I think Carlos Mendoza, the bench boss, the manager of the Mets, is in trouble. I think Steve Cohen, the owner, is not going to sit back. Don't forget, the series Billions? Well, that was based on, Damian Lewis starred as, I forgot his name. But anyways, Billions, that great series, and I watched it, about 85, 90% of it. But anyways, that was based on Steve Cohen. He was in a world of trouble. I mean, he has amassed a fortune of $7 billion. He has a palatial estate in Greenwich, Connecticut. He's from Great Neck. Went to the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business, and he's very sharp. He's one of the best traders on Wall Street, which is nothing more than gambling. I mean, seriously, is nothing more than gambling. So I want to put that out there right there. But here's what I'm going to tell you. He was investigated for insider trading, and there's a documentary, and you can Google it on any one of the sites, Hulu, whatever. There's a documentary, but there's also some interviews that he's done on YouTube. And he was going to – I mean, this wasn't Madoff, but it was a mess. It was a real mess. He paid a staggering fine to the Securities Exchange Commission. And it's a wonder – that he, A, didn't get formally charged, and then, B, that he got approved by Major League Baseball to buy the Mets from the Wilpons, who were victims of Madoff. So it was just kind of weird and quirky. But listen, he paid the fine. You know, he didn't go away. He did not do jail time or prison time. But he certainly was walking a fine, fine line. But anyway, so he's not going to sit back here. He can be very... What's the word I'm looking for? Mercurial. In other words, he can be, you know, content at one moment, and the next minute, you know, it's like the principal, you know, who calls you down to the office, and you know it's not good. And when I think Carlos Mendoza may be in trouble here. I'm serious, because the Mets have too much talent to be playing like this, to go down to Washington and play crappy, to play lousy against, you know, the bottom feeders, seriously, of the National League. Is just not going to – it's not going to pass Steve Cohen's test. It's just not going to – they're not going to pass. The only thing they are going to pass is the smell test, and the smell isn't good. All right, let me give you this story about a retired athlete. She's a tennis professional. She's from Russia, and we all know her. I mean, she was a poster gal. She was the face of tennis. Again, let's be honest. I mean, sex sells. And Maria Sharapova is a beautiful person. And she was, I mean, Kournikova was too, but Kournikova couldn't back it up with the game. I mean, so here's Sharapova, okay? Dateline, July 3rd, 2024. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Wimbledon, women's final. Sharapova against Serena, who is 5 years or 6 years. I think 5 years. I think Serena at that time in 2004 would have been 22 years old. But she owned tennis and she owned the Grand Slam events, especially Wimbledon. Here comes Sharapova and just absolutely destroyed Serena. 6-1 in the first set, 6-4 in the second to win her first of five majors, Grand Slam events. But that's not the story that I love. Here's the story I love. Prior to that, there was a woman who owns a business in Connecticut.
Her name is Ann Worcester, just like the city in central Massachusetts. Ann Worcester. She had a penchant for running this tournament in Connecticut, to where she would enlist Monica Seles, Gabriella Sabatini, probably Lindsay Davenport, and she would bring them in long before they hit their fame. They got paid. They got appearance money. They'd come in and they'd play in this tournament. And it's more of an exhibition, okay? It's kind of like the charity CVS golf tournament they have down in Rhode Island. Well, here's the deal. Sharapova commits to Ann Worcester and says, I'll be at your tournament, arranged through her agent. So Worcester sits back and says, hey, we got Sharapova, and right now her game is improving. She is a matinee idol. I mean, guys and young gals are going crazy because she's A, beautiful, B, she's one hell of a tennis player, and she's on the move at 17. So here's the deal. Worcester signs her to an appearance. Sharapova, now Worcester meantime says, you know what? She's going to get knocked out in the second or third round. She can go back home to Miami, and then we'll fly her up to New York or New Haven, Connecticut, and we'll motor her over to the tournament. She'll get her money, play, and then move on. Well, hold on a minute. Sharapova catches fire, gets to the quarters, gets to the semis. She meets every challenge along the way. She gets to the championship, and she comes away with what? The Wimbledon title. On the lawn at Wimbledon and beats the number one ranked player in the world and tennis phenom Serena Williams again, 6-1, 6-4. Just absolutely smoked her. Well, I bring this up because Sharapova, like any other athlete, was odds on to skip the event in Connecticut. This is the Tuesday after the Sunday when she wins, or the Saturday, or yeah, Saturday championship at Wimbledon. She shows up. She shows up. She kept her word. She kept her commitment. I'm having a feeling that she might have donated her appearance money to charity. Her life transformed, but she did something that few would do. I mean, Ann Worcester was scrambling. She figured there's no way that Sharapova, fresh off a Wimbledon championship, is going to show up at an exhibition in rural Connecticut. Well, guess what? Ann Worcester was wrong, and Sharapova. And I say this because in Newport, Rhode Island this weekend, Maria Sharapova will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And she won't bring it up in her acceptance speech, but I'm hoping whoever presents does, because it's a great story. It really is. And God bless her, because, you know, there were kids waiting. And so, you know, she knew. And, she, you know, who knows? You know, karma's the you-know-what. Karma's tough. And maybe if she does snub it, maybe, you know, things are different. Not just based on one thing, but it just, it's an amazing, amazing, I think, accomplishment. Because how many times have we seen the Super Bowl MVP blow off? I mean, Brady, I'm gonna tell it the way it is. Tom Brady was famous for that. Famous for being a great football player and obviously a hunk of a man that drove the women crazy. But guess what? Tom Brady used to blow off appearances because we won. And they won a lot. And so, you know, and a lot of times it's, hey, you know, up the ante. I just won Wimbledon, up the ante. She didn't do that. She called her agent. She flew to New York. They limoed her up to Connecticut, and the champion showed up. So good job out of her. I love that story. I love it, A, because it's true, and B, it just goes to show you there's still some quality people out there. So there you go. All right, I got to get Dom in here for a couple minutes. And Dom, the item, oh, by the way, did you go to the game last night or was it the night before, the Valkyries? Did you go last night? It was the night before, I think, was it not?
It was Tuesday night, yeah.
Tuesday night. And Phoenix looked what? Pretty darn solid, did they?
Yeah, Phoenix looked really good. The Valkyries played very well, but the fourth quarter, the veteran team in Phoenix with the better players prevailed, but the Valkyries were solid, but Phoenix did look good.
Did you know that the WNBA has a league pass so you can watch it like on Paramount Plus and some of these other distributors? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Do you subscribe? And you don't have to answer, but do you?
I do not. If I had more time to freely watch games, I would, but I do not.
So, and the reason why I ask you, I got to wonder, do you need the league pass to see postseason? Because I think most of the playoff games are going to be over the air on ESPN, ABC, and their other TV partners, would they not be?
I'd imagine so, but I actually don't know. I don't remember what it was like the last couple of years, though.
I don't either, and that's why I asked. All right, one other question. WNBA is puffing out their chest. They've set an attendance record. I believe the numbers to be true. I would have thought the league might have come down from Caitlin Clark, but then I realized Indiana has sold out, and they're going to claim a sellout and because they count tickets sold, not fannies in the seats. So if there's empty seats, that's just people not showing up. I think this league, Dom, and I know we're running short on time, but I think this league is about to go to yet another level. I really do. If Caitlin comes back, I think that's going to help. But I think we're going to see, obviously, a very good Minnesota team. But this league has now taken on, in my opinion, a startling rise to interest. I'm telling you, I love talking about it. Do you see the league going to a higher high, or do you think it's going to take some more time?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be – we've already kind of had a meteoric shift in popularity of it. I think it's going to continue to grow, though. More people are getting involved. More teams are introducing the game to more cities. And you're continually adding star players from the college ranks who blow up with just being great or March Madness. And now you're getting an opportunity for people to be like, oh, I'd like to go follow that player some more. So there's just more interest in the game in general, and I think it's going to keep growing.
I hope you're right, and I think you are, and I think it's going to be great. I really do. I'm looking forward to the postseason. I think Minnesota got picked off the other night, too, by the Liberty, if I'm not mistaken. I got to start paying more attention because we're down the home stretch, and it's going to get good. I really believe it. Now, look, if Minnesota, all things being equal, they probably win and maybe only lose a game or two the whole postseason. But the fact of the matter is there's some very talented teams out there, but a lot of teams are banged up. They really and truly are. And Indiana, probably the Liberty, and Minnesota, I think Dom pointed out their key player has been banged up as well. So, you know, a lot of times as you look at, you know, and you try to forecast how these playoffs will go, you have to look at the health, you know, the old MASH unit and see how many gals are, and significant gals, even role players, like with Cunningham with the fever. That's a huge loss. It just is. We talked about that yesterday. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We'll close it out. We've got a few things to mop up here as we roll towards weekend. College football gets underway Saturday. Iowa State, Kansas State in the Emerald Isle. It's going to be unbelievable, and I can tell you firsthand, flying out of Des Moines to New York, the charters, number one. Number two, the number of Iowa State Cyclone fans, making the sojourn over to Dublin really, really did surprise me. I was very surprised. I mean, there was cardinal and gold everywhere, and the airport was like, wow. So, hey, good job. You know what? That's not a cheap trip. You gotta lay out some Benjamins for that. You really do. You got to lay out some pretty solid coin to make that trip. All right. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. And a little shout out to a few listeners and some people advertising and coming on board. Coming right back here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, talking the world of sports as we get ready for a nice weekend. And we're bringing some new advertisers into the fray. I want to salute Ray Cintron, again, Port Orange, Florida, Miami area as well. Port Orange is up near Orlando, but SynergyOneWorld.com, SynergyOne, O-N-E. World.com. Welcome aboard, Ray and Victoria. They're wonderful people. They really are. He's a big builder. Gets a lot of government jobs for Homeland Security, and he's going to be part of our group that's going to attend the United States Open. And then the other one I want to mention is iFuse Marketing, and that's Christopher Benson, the owner. He is in Chicopee, Massachusetts. Does a great job. When your business needs more business, Christopher Benson at iFuse, F-U-Z-E. All right, little shout-outs. I know I'm a shameless shill, but it just goes with the territory. Tonight, in terms of Tube Talks, we had to look at, you know, I'll dip in on the MLB Network, probably San Fran, San Diego. That game's underway. You know, Pittsburgh, Carolina, NFL preseason, NFL Network, you know, I don't know. Maybe a glimpse. As I eat dinner, if it's on, I'll probably take a stab at it, but got to get a workout in as well. I know what Hines is doing. Brock Hines is going to be undoubtedly watching Winnipeg at Montreal. He loves the CFL. He's the craziest guy in the world. He's a hockey guy, so maybe that's what it is. The other thing is ESPN's new app is out, or at least I saw the promo, and Stephen A. is all over New York media, Times Square, and they're using AI for, like, Hannah Storm and all the anchors. Their voices are computer or AI generated, artificial intelligence. That's the world, folks. That's the world right now. I mean, book authors, I mean, you can write a bestseller just talking into your phone if you can tell some good story. So there you go. All right, Dominic, you have a great long weekend. I got you, brother. You do a great job, and I do appreciate you. Thanks again to all the aforementioned, Darren Peck and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Sports Overnight America, right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Make it a great weekend, folks. Adios.